It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Las Vegas Strip mass murderer Stephen Paddock used his Mandalay Bay hotel room to spray massive aviation fuel tanks with bullets Sunday night. According to the Las Vegas Review Journal, the bullets left holes but did not penetrate the two circular white tanks, sparing the nearby Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival with a potentially massive explosion. Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says there is evidence that Stephen Paddock planned to escape after the shooting, so he was asked, do you see any evidence that he planned to survive this or escape? Sheriff said yes. Can you tell us what that is? Sheriff said, I can't tell you. So, but there is evidence that he was planning on living.
It gets so interesting about, like, just how, I don't know, like, it just doesn't fit the profile and all these possible things. And I hate conspiracy theories, but it is interesting to hear, like, we want answers of why this happened.
Mary Lou Danley, the girlfriend of the Las Vegas shooter, broke her silence through her attorney with a statement to the press. She said that she loved him, but had no warning that something horrible was going to happen.
I knew Stephen Paddock as a kind, caring, quiet man. I loved him and hoped for a quiet future together with him. He never said anything to me or took any action that I was aware of that I understood in any way to be a warning that something horrible like this was going to happen.
Joey Fatone spoke about a possible NSYNC reunion at the Super Bowl.
We've done Super Bowl before. It's one of those things, just like we did the MTV Awards. It's like, you know what, if something has to do it, then, you know, if it's right, we'd do it. If everybody can't do it, then we don't do it. It's pretty simple.
I don't believe that. I believe even Joey Fatone would go out by himself if he could get on TV. Like, I'm there! Hey, guys!
Gabrielle Union has found it difficult to get pregnant with her husband, NBA star Dwayne Wade. The 44-year-old actress has a new book coming out titled We're Gonna Need More Wine. In the book, she says, I've had 8 or 9 miscarriages. For 3 years, my body has been a prisoner of trying to get pregnant. I've either been about to go into an IVF cycle, in the middle of an IVF cycle, or coming out of an IVF cycle. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is being blasted on social media after a female reporter asked about the routes of his wide receivers and he laughed at her.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Yeah, people are super upset about that.
Yeah, not really. I like Cam Newton. I think he's a stand-up guy, but I don't get where he's coming from with that one.
That would have really aggravated me.
Sorry about that, my bad. Let me hit this button.
Fox's hit animated comedy Bob's Burgers is headed to the big screen for the first time. 20th Century Fox announced yesterday that the popular show's animated feature film is set to be released on July 17th of 2020. And Taylor Swift revealed that she idolized Tom Petty. She said, to me, Tom Petty represented a kind of songwriting that I idolized, complex simplicity. It said so much in the lyrics, the concepts, the stories, the message, the nuances, but always brought you back to a hook that got stuck in everyone's head. He motivated thousands of guitarists to learn to play just because they wanted to be able to play Free Fallin'. Count me as one of them. And Eminem's longtime producer, Mr. Porter, announced the rapper's new album is finished. Mr.
Yes!
Porter recently told fans, am I working on Eminem's new album? No, we're done. How about that? He didn't say when the album would be released or when a new single would be shared. That's the garbage.
I'm like you with Taylor Swift, Alex. Like, even if it sucks, I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever done with music.
I've been so disappointed for Eminem for years. I haven't liked anything he's come out with.
Well, I'm just looking forward to new music. I mean, that's one of my favorite people for sure. He's the reason I bleached the top of my head and then lost all my hair.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Shout out. What up, Em? I see you.